Power On.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome to episode number 29. We are so glad that you're with us, and as just about every day, we have another great question.
That's right, and this one actually comes from a good friend of mine, Cody Law. Cody is a videographer like myself.
Very cool.
And we work for, or we do stories for the same magazine, Borders Magazine. And he asked me a question because he really wants to be able to film super slow-mo from the sky. And his question was...
How can I get a Plex 4K camera on a drone? This is a bigger camera, pretty high-tech camera.
So this camera, Rob, is shooting 4K at 1,000 frames a second.
So you can see nose hairs. Kind of. I don't know.
You can see nose hairs wobble in the wind.
It's just what you've always wanted.
You know, it's those little fine details that you really want to pick up, you know?
Or you can see all the little particles in the foam from the wakeboard.
Yeah, it's, you know, no one cares about the actual rider. All they care about is the polypropylene in the board, so let's just show that.
That's right, in as much detail as possible.
All right, so I have
pretty
the answer.
Soon, cameras are going to get so... what?
Small?
No.
I think so.
Like 38K, and you're gonna, what are you gonna see through the object?
So last year at NAB, they were showing off 6K and 8K. And at NAB this year, I guarantee we're gonna see 10K.
So what does that mean? What is the next, like, literally, are we gonna see through the darn thing because there's so much detail?
Well, you know, I mean, if you think about how much detail you're able to see and your eye is able to see, I think it's 10 to 20K, if you really want to know the truth. But we've been so used to such crappy quality, you know, we're just slowly moving up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, it is what it is, and I'm sure it'll keep getting better, and we'll keep buying it.
I think 4K is going to be the next step up in the world because they're already making TVs for it.
Right.
The market is creating infrastructure for it. They're shooting a lot of stuff in 4K now. So I would say, you know, we're a year or two away from really the true inception of 4K across.
That long? I mean, you can buy a TV now, right?
Yeah, you can, but how long did it take for, you know, the 1080p screens to catch on and then the LED screens to catch on? Because we went from, 1080p to plasma to LCD to LED.
Yeah.
So I think it's a natural progression.
All right, cool. Well, right now, Plex 4K camera on a drone. I think Paul might have a solution for our buddy Cody.
That's right. So I would fly, because that camera weighs 13 pounds without lenses or the...
what's a GoPro weigh as a matter of
465 grams.
What is that in pounds?
I don't know.
Roughly.
Let's ask Siri.
What, just a rough? Is it like less than a pound? It is less than a pound.
How many pounds is 465 grams?
Let me think. 465 grams converts to about 1.03 pounds.
So about a pound. Okay, so this camera is 13 times the weight.
And it doesn't have a lens on it, and it doesn't have the recording body on it. So I think we're actually talking about 20 pounds here.
Wow.
So,
okay.
20 pounds to fly under a rig. If you're aware of our classes, things that we teach, you would know you would really need a coaxial rig to fly that.
Sure.
And a coaxial X8 may not be strong enough to really get 15 or 20 minutes of flight time while flying a 20-pound camera. So, my buddy... Ziv Marmon, a good friend of mine. He's from Israel, but he lives here in San Francisco.
Cool.
And frankly, he does a phenomenal job. If you saw Expendables 3 and all the aerial shots in that, that was Ziv.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. So he's really a well-known guy, and he's created this rig called the X-Fold. And if you want to check it out, it's xfoldrig.com. And you can see the X-Fold Dragon, which is a coaxial X12, not
cool.
X8. So that could really handle a payload. We're obviously going to have, you know, a larger size motor, a U7 or a U8T motor to carry that kind of substantial weight and still be able to fly well.
So we're getting into some pretty high level videography here.
Absolutely.
Movie style,
yes.
Commercials,
absolutely.
Pretty intense stuff. Because we're talking some multi-thousand-dollar rigs here?
Well, the frame itself is $7,000.
All right.
And that's not motors. That's not ESCs.
Start saving your pennies.
Well, if you use the Flex 4K camera, you're already in. This is probably going to be a $100,000 drone.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean, you're talking about movie productions and so forth.
Absolutely, yes.
So if you're looking at getting into that world.
But it is possible, and that was the question, was it possible?
That's true. Yes, we don't judge here, we just answer the questions.
No judging happening ever, ever. Wait, who's that hot girl outside? Oh no, she's not hot.
It's way too cold to even...
My blinds are closed, so we can't see crap outside. Oh man. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, guys, stop messaging me directly. If you have a question, go to Ask Drone U. I get 30 questions a day in my mailbox, and I send all of them over to Ask Drone U.
Guys, you got to go to thedroneu.com and click on the Ask Drone U button. Big red button, bottom right-hand corner of the page. I want to hear your voices.
That's right. And if you're super lazy, just go to askdroneu.com and it'll straight redirect.
Yeah, that's true. You can go there. You can email us at support@thedroneu.com.
But we don't want them to do that.
We don't.
I want to hear funny voices.
Yeah, give us some entertainment on our end.
Like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, we put that out there a while back and we've still not had anybody try that.
Anyone who asks a question in the Cookie Monster voice will get a free lens hood from us. I'm just throwing that out there.
Please, yeah. That means free shipping and everything.
Yeah, that means everything.
We'll ship it. You don't have to pay anything.
So that's going to do it for us today, Rob.
Awesome.
It was a good podcast.
I think they're good podcasts. I enjoy them when I re-listen to them.
Yeah, I do too. I actually re-listen to them too.
I do too.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And this is Ask the Drone U.
Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U.